As of today, all law enforcement agencies are required to fill out a special form describing the race and ethnicity of each motorist they pull over for whatever reason. Some law enforcement officials call it a waste of time that prevents police from doing more important tasks. Republican State Representative Kathy Bernier of Chippewa Falls is co-sponsoring the bill to repeal the mandate.
It may prove in this area or that area there is racial profiling, but I don't feel that this has to be a statewide law in order to deal with a racial profiling incident in a certain agency. And there is not an evaluation of the data collection, even scheduled or understood.
But staff at the Office of Justice Assistance, charged with analyzing the data, say there is a plan, but it hasn't been finalized yet because there's not enough information to begin crunching the numbers. Madison Police Chief Noble Ray says gathering the data is important if the state is ever going to change its status as the state with the largest per capita percentage of African Americans in prison. Ray chaired the Oversight Committee for Governor Doyle's Commission on Reducing Racial Disparities in the Justice System.
You have got to continue measuring the disparities. I can recruit, I can hire, I can discipline, I can do all of those things that are necessary for fair and impartial policing. But if we still are number one, two, or three in having the disparities, we're going to have a problem with legitimacy.
The state Senate has already approved ending the mandate. The Assembly is expected to vote on it soon. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.